Hi, good vach. This is Yisachar Wartel, and we are up to Parshat Acharemo. Obviously, it's a little bit different if you're in Eretz Yisrael, and will be until we reach Parshat Bechukotai. But just keep in mind that I am in the States, so those are the Parshiot that I'm dealing with. So, once again, this year is sponsored in loving memory of Sarah Balabat Menachem Mendel, Meher Neshama Haven Aliyah. And I hope everybody had an amazing, amazing Pesach. And it was meaningful, and, you know, we're working our way through the Omer, which, by the way, don't forget to count tonight. You know, just keep that in mind. Hopefully all of you are still going with your sphere counts. And today I wanted to speak about Yom Kippur, which is an essential part of Parshat Acharimot. And this is one of my favorite Divrei Torah that I've put together, and hopefully you'll enjoy it as well. Now, in this week's parasha, we are told of the procedure of the Yom Kippur rituals. We know that the Kohen Gadol is commanded to take two goats, one's to be slaughtered, one's to be sent to Azazel. And the first thing that needs to be analyzed is the fact that there are two goats, unlike bird offerings, which often have to be taken as pairs, kanim. Each offering for large animals is often done alone as part of a commanded number. It's very rare that animals, larger animals, are taken as pairs. However, these two, Seir Izim, that's the term used, have to be identical in nature, are intricately intertwined, which is something the Chazal speak about endlessly. And there's so much just to talk about on that. And they have to be completely, as much as possible, be identical at the beginning, yet having two very different distinct destinies. One of the goats is sent to Azazel, which is a perplexing word that doesn't seemingly arise in any other context in the Torah, although it does come up in Nach. Now, Azazel can be broken down into the words Az, or Az, and Azal. Az can either mean goat, which is fitting, or it can be translated as strength. Azal means to go away. Thus, the Azazel is the goat that goes away, but it can also be the strength that goes away, which is what we're going to go to, right? Az, or Oz, right? Depends how you read it. Az is a goat, Oz means strength. So Az Azel would be the goat that goes away, and it is the goat that is sent away, in fact. But Oz Azel, or which you could say Azazel is referring to the strength that goes away. This is to say that the strength of Bnei Yisrael's Averis, this Bnei Yisrael's sins, goes away, or restated, our sins are being sent to Azazel. Yet there are two Azim. One is the strength of our sins, and one is the strength of us as a nation, as an Am. Now, the gematria of Azazel, Ayin, Zayin, Aleph, Zayin, Lamed, is 115, equal to Chazak, which means strong. We said it's the strength that goes away. Our sins, unfortunately, have a certain chizek, a certain strength, that is thereby diminished via Azazel, and that strength is in turn added to us in the positive realm, the negative, just like the crimson thread turns white to show that our sins have been forgiven, those sins now become merits, and the weight or the strength of those sins become added to us and are used as, in a certain sense, as part of that second goat to increase the Kedusha of Bnei Israel. And that is perhaps why it says, Katat la Hashem. Our sins go to Hashem, and then He, in turn, transforms the strength of our sins into the strength of Kedusha. The strength has thereby undergone an aliyah, an elevation, which also equals 115. Now, similarly, there's also a pasuk in our parsha which reads, Asher Allah, Allah of Hagorel, on that which the lot falls, but literally is that which the lot rises upon it, or it can be interpreted as that which causes the lot to be elevated. This whole process causes an elevation of Klal Yisrael's sins to become merits and an elevation of Klal Yisrael as a whole. All right, hopefully you're still with me. However, as we continue throughout the services pertaining to these two goats, we do not find the word Az used again, but rather the term Seir. And this also ties to a concept regarding Esav, which is something I'm not going to get into. Esav is connected to both Seir and Izim and things like that, and very fascinating things, and possibly Yishmael. Something else to look into, not for now. Here, in fact, so moving on from the term Az, it uses the term Seir, Sin, Ayin, Yod, Resh, which has a strong connection to Esav and wickedness, as I said. But when the two goats are first mentioned, the pasuk reads, Umeit Adap Bnei Yisrael Yikach Shnei Seiri Izim Lechatat. And from the congregation of Bnei Yisrael, he shall take two Seire Izim for the sin offering. So this term, Seire Izim, is specifically used multiple times through the Torah, yet doesn't seem to actually add anything. A Seir is a goat, and an Az is a goat. So what exactly does it mean, Seire Izim, the Seir, which is a goat? Well, every Seir is a goat. So what does that mean? They actually rather refer to two opposite forces. An Az, as we said, is connected to the word Oz, which means strength. And this strength can go away, which can then lead us to be vulnerable. Right? So the strength can be the strength of our merits or the strength of our sins. In the case of Yom Kippur, we're sending our averus away. We're losing that strength. Unfortunately, there are times in life where we suffer difficult circumstances or we're tested, and the strength of our merits, our good strength, can go away. Now that leaves us vulnerable to the se'ir, which is the wickedness inside of us that remains. And sometimes it can be something as small as a se'ara, which is a thread, or a barley grain even, right? They're both the same word, right? Something can be so small. Yet as we know, barley can swell and hair can grow, right? Something so small. There could be some rishus, and it's interesting, this sin ayin resh also can be rearranged to form the word rasha, has the potential to grow into something bad if we don't have the strength of the Torah of merits of goodness to counteract it. And one of the ways to counteract it, even if we ourselves don't have enough merits, is to bond together and bind together with other people, right? When we show unity, when we connect ourselves with other Jews, you know, which is part of the concept of one of the concepts of a minyan, we have a collective merit. And that collective merit can also then send away the sins and protect us from these quote unquote se'irim forces. Now, perhaps this is why this pasuk says Adat B'nai Yisrael, the congregation of B'nai Yisrael, and not Kol Adat B'nai Yisrael, as it does nearly everywhere else. It's just at the congregation of B'nai Israel, not all the congregation of B'nai Israel. Because when are we most vulnerable? When are we most vulnerable to the Se'ir Yizim, to our strength becoming susceptible to this concept of the Se'ir, right? When we are Adat B'nai Israel, but we're not Kol Adat B'nai Israel. We're not all together as one congregation. Like we have a congregation here, a congregation there. There's this group, there's that group. This guy does that. I don't want to be with him. You know, we're fragmented, and that's not good. And therefore, that's why we need Shnei Se'iri Yizim. We have, must be taken at a sin offering. Now, interestingly enough, the word Shnei Se'iri Yizim, which means two of these goats, is numerically equivalent to Adat B'nai Yisrael. We only need two when we're not unified, when we need something to fix our strength. However, if we could take our A's, we could take our O's, our strength, and we can then use it to fight the Se'ir, which is going to be so much stronger if we are collectively together and we can unite and bond and use our collective merits as a nation, and that people will see, oh, that's a Jew, that's amazing, look at what Jews do, and it's a huge Kiddush Hashem, and we're a light into the nations, and we see that we're following the Torah and the mitzvot, and we're really doing everything we're supposed to be doing, and we're bringing the light of Torah and Hashem into this world, and we are united ourselves, instead of spewing hate and disagreements and machlokas, we unite ourselves to become a beacon of light. Then we can become Kol Adat B'nai Yisrael, as it says at the beginning of next week's Parsha, which is often connected with this week's Parsha, Parsha Kedoshim, it says, Daber el Kol Adat B'nai Yisrael v'marta alehem kedoshim tihiyu. Hashem is teaching us in this the beginning lesson of this week's Parsha, we have Yom Kippur, we have an opportunity once each year, we've got to get it right. Obviously, we want to work on ourselves every day, both individually, as a nation, as a community, etc. But once a year, we have this opportunity on Yom Kippur to press the reset button. We're going to get rid of our sins. We all come together as one. We say, you know, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchut Olam. Together, we come together, sin-free, as a nation, trying to start over, to become unified as Kol Adat B'nai Yisrael, so that we cannot become susceptible to the Se'ir, and we can focus on our collective merits, and hopefully also our individual merits will be enough to give us strength, and that we can fight away and send away the strength of the sins and averos that are trying to combat us and conflict us and bog us down in our everyday lives and test us and compromise our spirituality. So keep this in mind. This week's parsha leads into the Kedoshim of next week's parsha, that we are supposed to be Kedoshim, and part of that is being unified together to form our collective merit to be called up in Israel. V'amart lehem kedoshim tihiyu. Holy shall you be, and hopefully we will be, and talk to you next week. Shabbat shalom.